Testing spatial curvature and anisotropic expansion on top of the $Lambda-$CDM model, by Osgar Akarsu et al. We explore the possible advantages of extending the standard model by more realistic backgrounds compared to its spatially flat Robertson-Walker, RW, spacetime assumption, while preserving the underpinning physics, in particular, by simultaneously allowing non-zero spatial curvature and anisotropic expansion on top of, WIS, the NO model. This is to test whether the latest observational data still supports spatial flatness and or isotropic expansion in this case, and, if not, to explore the roles of spatial curvature and expansion anisotropy, due to its stiff fluid-like behavior, in addressing some of the cosmological tensions associated with. We first present the theoretical background and explicit mathematical construction of NO, combining the simplest anisotropic generalizations of the RW spacetime, WIS, the Bianchi type 1, V, and IX spacetimes. Then we constrain the parameters of this model and its particular cases, namely N, O, and, by using the data sets from different observational probes, WIS, Planck CMB, plus Lens, BAU, SNIA Pantheon, and CC data, and discuss the results in detail. Ultimately, we conclude that, within the setup under consideration, I, the observational data confirm the spatial flatness and isotropic expansion assumptions of, though a very small amount of expansion anisotropy cannot be excluded, e.g. OS0 is less than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 18, 95. This was testing spatial curvature and anisotropic expansion on top of the $Lambda-$CDM model, by Osgar Akarsu et al.